And I'm here in Saint-Gilles-Vieux-Marché with Alice Verheyen. Welcome to Spotlight on Brittany.
Yeah, well, thanks. Nice to be here.
And you have an interesting career and an interesting workshop that we're sitting in.
Yep.
You are a...
I'm a novelist, poet. I make guitar, so I'm a luthier, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm making music and playing guitar and recording that, so I'm probably also a recording artist, maybe, hopefully. In due time, if I get the instrument in my fingers a little bit better.
Yeah, so many strings to your bow, literally. Yeah. I'm interested in all of that, of course, but doing the luthier part.
Yeah.
This is something you started quite recently, I believe.
Yeah, well, I took up guitars about 40 years ago for a couple of years, playing classical guitar, and then I got bored with the way of being taught, and then life got in the way for 35 years doing all kinds of other stuff and having some disasters, and then after recovering, I said, oh, what the hell, I'll just buy a guitar and see what happens, and please do not take lessons and just try to invent how the thing works. And I got hooked.
Yeah.
And so I bought a second guitar and a third, and now I have over 20. It's a nice collection.
You have over 20?
Yeah, over 20. Yeah. The walls left and right of you are packed with guitars, and I, honestly, it's getting worse. it's not getting less, it's getting worse.
Right.
But no, so I got caught by the instrument. And how did I get this collection? I started buying second-hand guitars and then fixing them up.
Right.
And after fixing them up, I started repairing guitars.
Okay.
And, well, the next challenge after repairing guitars, obviously, is building your own guitar.
Obviously.
Yeah, and I have some ideas about the acoustic guitars I want to build.
Yeah.
It's not commercial. It's because I'm retired. I just want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm quite handy, so I want to know if I can actually get away in building proper guitars. Not just a guitar, but a proper guitar.
So, okay, I get it. When you buy a second-hand guitar and you think, oh, this needs some repair work. But where do you start? I mean, how did you become capable and qualified, if you like? I mean, I don't mean with the paperwork, but just to learn to do those fiddly things that you need to do.
Well, I've had a technical education, so if it's about electronics, I'm fine with that. That's no issue. If it's about woodworking, it's part of my education.
Right.
Although it's many years ago, I still know that.
Right.
And then there are some really great books of some luthiers. They're like really thick, heavy, large books.
Yeah.
Which explain all the details and all the tiny little things. And to be honest, if you cut up the whole process of building a guitar in all the many different tiny steps, then it is not difficult.
Okay.
The difficult part is to glue that process properly together. To not become hasty in any way in the process, but just do everything on its time, how it should be done.
Yeah.
And do it properly and give proper attention to it. And if you give proper attention to it and you're a little bit handy, you can build a guitar.
Yeah.
But you do have to know a lot of things.
Yeah.
there's a lot of technical things about how the instrument works. For most people, it's just a box with a couple of strings and a neck on it and you can play on it. That's true.
Yeah.
But a good guitar has, I think, a novel thick of specifications of how the instrument is constructed.
Yeah.
And that you need to know and you need to follow. And if you follow it properly, you can start thinking about how if I tweak it a little bit. Because that's what every luthier does. So you start thinking, okay, what if I do it like this? Maybe I can change a little bit. Yeah. And so there's all these little things. And then you start shifting and you design something. Okay, that's feasible.
Yeah.
Then you go to a proper luthier and take a course for a couple of weeks, which is like a pressure cooker course.
Right, and you've done that?
No, I'm going Sunday and coming back in a fortnight with a guitar. I promise I come back with a guitar and it will sound nice.
Great.
But that's a pressure cooker, and then you learn from someone who has been in the trade for 35 years.
And that's amazing.
And you learn the tips and tricks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Then you... From then on, you can start to build your own way of working.
Yeah.
Every luthier works differently.
Yeah.
You have your own tricks up your sleeve.
And you told me you've already got your brand name for your guitars.
Yeah, I got a brand name, yeah.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
Well, I bought this house here in Saint-Gilles, a lovely old house. And it has a sign up front that says Florette, which means little flower. Now, my partner has a farm in Saint-Martin. She's also Dutch. She's also a writer and novelist, just like me. And her writer's name is Florette, which is just for Little Flower.
Right.
So my guitar brand name is Florette.
Florette. Right,
now, Florette is also, if you look at it differently, kind of a sable in sports.
Yeah.
It has a couple of different meanings if you manipulate the word a little bit. So it's a nice brand name.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that. And the flower is, of course, that's what the guitar is. You take dead wood and you make it into a living creature.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the first Florette guitar, which comes off the bench.
You definitely will.
When do you think
third week of October it'll be there?
Oh, you're going to make one?
Yeah.
Down
in the fortnight.
In the fortnight.
That's a pressure cooker, so I'm probably close to death after that, but then I have built a guitar in 2 weeks.
Wow, so you'll build this guitar in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And when do you think, I mean, are you looking ahead? I know you said it's not commercial, but you... Part of the joy, I imagine, of making a guitar is making it for people to go and play it.
Yeah,
other than
absolutely.
Yourself. So when do you anticipate you will be having people knocking on your door saying, please build me a guitar?
Depends if I can someone who wants to test out a guitar for me and enjoy it. And a couple of reviews are thrown around. And well, the thing is, I'm a lefty. So primarily, I will build left-hand guitars.
Right.
Why? Because... It's very difficult to left-hand guitars, and getting a left-hand guitar from a luthier is almost impossible.
Right, well, that's
a, So there's a market for it, but I'm not focusing on being a or serving a market, but producing left-hand acoustic guitars, classic and acoustic guitars, is interesting for a lot of players.
Yeah.
So they will find me.
Right.
And, of course, there are some great luthery, how do you call them, they've got special days on it, and all over France, different places.
Okay.
And all luthiers come together, and you show your instruments, people get to know it.
Ah.
And so that's one. And the first two guitars are not for sale. They're for learning and experimenting.
Yeah.
Third guitar is going to someone I know.
Yeah.
Looking at him. And then I'll probably get the criticism back, hopefully, to help me out what's not okay on it.
Yeah, so we might as well come clean. So you're going to build me a guitar.
Yeah, I'm going to build you a guitar.
Which, of course, is going to be fantastic for me because I've never had a guitar built specifically for me. So that's going to be really interesting. And
I'm going to build something that you want. So the thing is that you give me the parameters, what type of guitar you want to have, and that's what I'm going to build.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how it works. Yes. Does it actually give a result that's proper?
Yeah.
It will be built traditionally, because I use traditional building techniques, so it will be okay.
Yeah.
But if it's okay or good.
Yeah. Or excellent.
And if it's not good, then what is not good on it? So I can learn and improve.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
That's fascinating. Alex, thank you very much for coming to Spotlight on Brittany.
Yeah, lovely.